What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Hildas from TikTok, Instagram, YouTube. You know where to find me at. If this is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice, I am a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate victims and survivors of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about the emotional death that comes with dealing with a person with narcissistic personality disorder, emotional death, dealing with toxic relationships. You know what I mean? I had to send my soda, y'all. Sorry, I had caffeine be up my mouth. I got some 101s here in a little bit. I gotta wake up, be alert. what I mean by emotional death is when you are with a toxic person for so long that you literally die emotionally. Like, your feelings are gone now. You don't feel it for yourself. You don't care about yourself anymore. You don't care about anything else anymore on this planet. Your kids are getting neglected. You're neglecting yourself. But you're trying your hardest to make this narcissistic person happy. Emotional death comes well before physical death. You will die emotionally in a toxic relationship well before you die physically. You just will. Due to longevity. Sometimes y'all get these crazy people that take your life shortly after getting into a relationship with them because they feel like they own you and they belong to you and you try to get out of it. But a lot of times, the longer you're in a relationship with a narcissist, the more you lose yourself, correct? You know that. You're not who you used to be. You're just not. And it's not in a good way either. I know a lot of people grow. People have the natural inclination to grow and become different people. You just do. We just do as a whole. Human beings are going to grow. Physically, you'll grow. Mentally, you'll grow. Emotionally, you'll grow. But the growth stops when you get in a toxic relationship, when you stop nurturing yourself. I always consider your emotions as a garden. You have to water your own garden. Me as a narcissist, we use other people to water our gardens. Like, we have gardeners. We have supplies. You see that? You water our gardens. But while you are watering our garden, who's watering yours? And that's how you know you're in a toxic relationship. When you are watering somebody else's garden, you're nurturing somebody else's emotions, you're catering and worried about somebody else's feelings, and they're not worried about yours. Nobody's worried about yours. Nobody's taking care of you. You're taking care of everybody else, and nobody's taking care of you. So you start to die slowly, emotionally. Emotional death is a real thing, and you experience it when you come to the point where you just die emotionally. You feel like you're broken, and when you get to that point where your emotional death comes to you, your physical body is not far behind. And sometimes that's when people get to the point where they're emotionally dead, where they don't feel like they want to be here anymore. That's when it's the thoughts of unaliving yourself come into play. That's why you have to water your own garden. Take the water hose and splash them on yourself. What's the point? Why are you splashing so much on the other person? I know you want to love. I just want to love them so much. Cool. You can love them so much. But who is loving you? Are you not important? Are you not important to yourself? Who is watering you? Because that narcissist is watering themselves. They're going to continue to water themselves. No, not water themselves. They're going to use you to water them. Hey, splash the water over here. Hey, more water. You're like, hey, can I'm going to go to the gym and water myself a little bit. Nope. You know, what are you going to the gym for? You're going to cheat on me? Nope. Stay here. Take care of these kids. Whatever. Take care of me. Water me. You're not watering yourself. So that's why I'm talking to people on Zoom. That's why I ask somebody, even not, just not on Zoom. I even ask people this on my TikTok and my Instagram, my YouTube or whatever, Facebook as well. I ask them, like, what are you doing for yourself? What have you done for yourself recently? And they'll start naming off little stuff. I take the kids here. I do this with the kids. What are you? No. I didn't ask you what you did with your kids. I asked what you did for yourself. What are you doing to give back to yourself emotionally? Do you meditate? Do you journal? Do you write anything down? What are you doing for yourself? I haven't done anything myself in a long time. I've just been doing it for everybody else. Of course. And now you're dying emotionally. I don't know if I can take it anymore. When you start saying stuff like that, I don't know how much more I can take. That means emotional death. That means you're dying emotionally. It just is. And a narcissist, they thrive on it. They're thriving on it because the more you lose yourself, the more you're giving to them. You lose yourself because you're doing more for them than you do it for yourself. Because we love it. Like, ooh, give me that. Give me all the water. Water me. Pray for me. Don't pray for yourself. Pray for me. Give me all your money. Give me your youth. Give me your exuberance. Give me all of that. And what do I get in return? Nothing. You get me. You get a watered me. You're watering me. And now you have me. But who's going to give water to me? Who's going to give me? You give to yourself. But worry about, you're so selfish. You're so selfish. Like, why you worry about who's going to water you? Like, goodness gracious, you're such a damn selfish person. You're so emotional. You hear those words right there, y'all? That's how it works right there. I know this topic is a little skewed, y'all. I just thought about this the other day. Like, emotional death is real. I talked about it before, though. You in a toxic relationship, you're going to die emotionally well before your body could leave this earth. You just are. And when you die emotionally, I'm telling you, y'all, this is real. This is real. You start to care less about yourself and the people around you, your kids included. And I know you don't want to hear that, but you do. There's no way on this planet you can give your kids 100% love if you don't love yourself. That means you're just going through the motions. There's no way. And your kids deserve more than that. Your kids deserve better than that. They just do. They just 100% do. If they're not getting the love, care, and affection from one parent, and the other parent is just watering the other, who's giving it to them? But I'm telling you, if you stay in a toxic relationship long enough, I know everybody's situation is going to be different, but the longer you stay in a toxic relationship and your kids know that you're unhappy and they look at you as the healthy parent or whatever, they look at you as the healthy parent, they're going to resent you and the other parent. I talked to a woman yesterday. I promise you, y'all. She said all her kids have cut her off. All of them. She said my kids don't talk to me because I keep going back to this toxic relationship. So my kids don't have anything to do with me because I keep going back to this toxic relationship, and they don't want to see me. they see how unhappy I am, how sad I am, and I keep going back, and they don't want to see me. They don't want to see their mom destroy herself. I'm like, oh my goodness, you're emotionally dying. I'm like, you're creeping up on emotional death. And she's a nice woman too, y'all. It'd be sad sometimes to see that type of stuff and to hear that type of stuff. But I tell people all the time, I try to make it clear to y'all that this generation of kids are cutting their parents off at an astonishing rate. Whatever you call these kids, millennials, Gen Z, Gen X, whatever these kids are, these young people are these days, they are cutting their parents off at an astonishing rate. And people, I would consider myself kind of middle. I'm right in the borderline of that generation. I'm a baby boomer, I guess. I'm 1985. You know what I mean? But the younger generation, 20, 21, 22, yank. They go to college. Like, y'all be in North Carolina where I'm at. They go to college in California, don't come back home. they work hard in school so they can get away from home so they don't have to come back home anymore. Like, I'm going to UCLA. What? Why are you getting away from it? Because I won't be in a toxic ass house no more. Your kids don't talk to you no more. They cut you off slowly. Unless they need you financially, they'll cut you off slowly. I'm telling you, your emotional death will affect everybody else around you. But guess what? You got your narcissist, right? You got your toxic person. You got your toxic man or woman that you just don't want to let go of, but you let go of your kids. And they cut you off, and you be mad. Who you be mad at? You be mad at the kids. My kids don't talk to me anymore. Would you talk to you anymore? They don't want to see you. They watched one of their parents or both their parents emotionally die in front of them. Do you think that stunted their growth in any way? That didn't affect them in any way? If you don't think that affect you, if you don't think your unhappiness affects your kids, that is an issue. It is. Your unhappiness is going to affect your kids. I think I seen the Kevin Samuels video very recently where he said happiness is not a part of marriage. I was like, what the hell? He's like, if you arguing or getting abused, you need to do, like, I don't know if he said getting abused, but he said if you arguing or you have problems, keep it in the bedroom. Don't do it in front of the kids. I'm like, and when people go on his show and say that my last relationship was toxic, he rolls his eyes. It's like he don't believe in toxic relationships. I don't know. Allegedly. Yeah. I seen what happened to Tasha K the other day. I ain't trying to get the Cardi B Tasha K treatment. I ain't got 4 million. You know. I ain't got that. I don't have that. I'm talking correct. I'm using proper English. I don't have that. I don't have $4 million. You know what I mean? So take care of your emotional self, y'all. Water your own emotional garden, because if you don't, no one else will. I promise you. Your kids deserve it. You deserve it. Your family deserves it. People around you deserve it. They don't deserve a broken down shell version of yourself because you're unhappy in this situation, but you can't find the strength to leave because of the trauma bond. You deserve the best version of you. The people around you deserve the best version of you. And that's just factual. That's not me making stuff up. That's me stating facts to you right now in podcast form. You know what I mean? So what are you going to do? The decision's on you. I know everybody's situation is different. I know everybody can't, like, I'm leaving today, Lee. I'm not telling you to leave today because I know everybody's situation is different. You might be a stay-at-home mom, or you might be a stay-at-home dad. Your wife might be the breadwinner, and she's financially abusing you. You don't get to spend any money, sir. You know what I mean? That'd be kind of funny to see. But no, it wouldn't be funny to see. But it's just like, it's not, I don't think it would. Is it common? Is that common? How many stay-at-home dads are there? You know what I mean? But yeah, so you have to, like, emotional death will comes fast. I mean, it comes well before physical death. So if you want to die, I mean, if you don't want to die. So y'all just hear that little beep beep. My Zoom person just entered the waiting room. So y'all, anybody hop over here, like and subscribe for more. Water your own garden more than you water somebody else's. I truly appreciate every single one of y'all. Mental illness is out. Peace. My podcast is, hit that 5 stars for me. I'm going to give y'all a couple extra seconds. Hit that 5 stars for me. I truly appreciate y'all. I'm super thankful for y'all. Thankful for the good reviews, the 5-star ratings. Thank you. Mental illness is out. Peace.